This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. We lost Mr. Hockey last week. Gordie Howe passed away at age 88. Joining us to talk about the legend is Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. I was reading Bill McGraw's masterful obituary of Gordie Howe, published in the Free Press. He wrote, Howe played from World War II through the Vietnam War. That's quite a legacy. What kind of player was he?
He was the best there ever was. And even though Gretzky's beaten most of his records, Gretzky is considered one-dimensional. He's a great scorer, not a great defender, not a tough guy, although I would submit anybody playing in the NHL that long has got to be pretty tough. Gordie Howe was fast. He was skilled. He was so skilled, Lester, he was ambidextrous. While going down the ice, he could switch from being a right-hand shot to a left-hand shot while barreling down on the goalie. That's not for kids. And how about this one? He was in the top 10 in scoring for 21 straight seasons. That's impossible.
Wow. Apparently, he was beloved on and off the ice. What was it about him that made him so popular?
Well, one of the great lines from Bill Gadsby, a fellow Hall of Famer, in his locker room, he said, the only guy who doesn't know Mr. Hockey is Mr. Hockey. In other words, he never acted like that. And a lot of guys in the Pittsburgh Penguins, by the way, including Ann Arbor's own Ian Cole, Porter, who played at Michigan, Carl Hagelin played at Michigan, they all knew Gordie Howe. He was around, and he talked to almost anybody, including, by the way, me as an 18-year-old kid.
Most of his career, of course, was with the Red Wings, 46 to 71. He was hired by the franchise afterward, but it wasn't too long before he was back on the ice. What happened there?
The ownership of the Wings at the time was not very good. They didn't see the value of Gordie Howe on a lot of levels, I think. And he knew he still had some gas in the tank, so the guy left to play in what was called the World Hockey Association, a rival league for a while.
Right. He ended up playing professionally with his sons, Marty and Mark.
Try that trick. And by the way, Mark Howe, his son, who played for the Red Wings later on, he is also in the Hall of Fame. These are not Pikers. So they won the Avco Cup, they called it, in the WHA. And then, of course, the WHA gets folded back into the NHL back in 79-80. Gordie plays one more year in the NHL at age 52, I believe it was. Lester, I'm 51. No one's calling me.
So do you have any favorite memories of Gordie Howe? You said you met him when you were a young guy. What is it about him, or what did you see while he was on the ice, or among the many, many social opportunities that he offered the community?
Well, the lasting legacy is partly our humor. The guy was a very funny guy. The Gordie Howe hat trick, as you might be aware, is a goal, an assist, and a fight.
Right.
My favorite memory is when I was 16. In 1980, I was going to Hartford to go see Wesleyan University. He was going there to play hockey. But I saw him at the counter at the airport. And I said, excuse me, you're Mr. Howe, aren't you? He goes, yes, I am. And he thanked me for being low-key about it, not making a fuss. He slipped me his hand for a handshake. And I said, apropos of nothing, Lester, I still don't know why I said this, I blurted out that my favorite player was his line mate, Alex Delvecchio, a Hall of Famer who fed Gordy a few hundred passes, you know, for goals.
Perfect.
And he stares at me for a second, probably thinking, what a moron. And I was too. And then he cracked a grin and he nodded and he said, mine too, Sonny, mine too.
Of course. Well, I want to talk about another Michigan hockey legend. This week we lost the Michigan State University coach and later athletic director, Ron Mason. A lot of Spartans are mourning the loss. Tell me about Coach Mason and the Spartan hockey program.
He resurrected a moribund program. They had won a national title in the 60s, and then he brought them back in 86. They won another one, and they were always in the top five for about a 15, 20-year run. They were killing Michigan throughout the 80s. If you went to a game, a Michigan-Michigan State game at Yost in Ann Arbor, you would hear, go green, go white. They had taken over Michigan's rink. So that's how powerful Ron Mason was in his day. And he and Red Berenson, the Michigan coach, developed a grudging and then, I think, really heartfelt respect over the years.
I know when he retired in 2002, at that point, he was the winningest coach in the NCAA. I mean, it was a big deal, right?
A very big deal. And the sad fact for Gordie Howe is he's been a bit eclipsed by Muhammad Ali in the same way. I think Ron Mason is being a bit eclipsed in the hockey world by Gordie Howe, of course. He deserves his accolades. The man ran a great program.
Mason passed away at age 76, and a lot of people were really shocked because he seemed so healthy. I think I saw in the Lansing State Journal someone saying last time I saw him looked good enough to strap on some skates and hit the ice.
I'd see him around occasionally. I went to his hockey camps, by the way, in Guelph, Ontario, back in the day. He got one of my teammates, Tommy Nallen, to play goalie for him back in the 80s. He was robust. Hockey guys are very quick with a story, and Ron Mason was no exception. So this was not a slow progression. This was rather shocking.
I want to ask you one thing. Seems like I ought to, since we've been talking about hockey. What did you think of the Stanley Cup playoffs?
They're fantastic. They're as great as the NBA Finals are boring. There I said it, Lester. Okay. Hockey is the only game where the last 3 minutes, it speeds up. No timeouts, no fouls. Play the game.
John U. Bacon is Michigan radio sports commentator and New York Times bestselling author. His latest book is End Zone, The Rise, Fall, and Return of Michigan Football. Thanks as always, John.
Thank you, Lester.